Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
For the power to come on. That's what we're waiting for, even. We need a new song. Todd, can you whip one up there?
Oh, Todd's working on so many songs, so little time.
Yeah. We're not waiting for the world to change. We're waiting for the power to come on. That would be that'd be kind of nice in some places of North Dakota, Montana. Wow.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Where do you come from anyway, Arrington? But I'd love to know here.
Here's what I tell everyone.
We're waiting. Come on. Tell us.
I was born by God's dear grace. Extraordinary.
That's right. Even without power, we just plow along.
The stars and stripes.
We get her done.
And the eagle flies.
The stars and stripes. And the eagles fly. Welcome, everybody, to What's On Your Mind Monday edition. What's that, Todd?
Not your type of song, but...
Yeah, we do, kind of thankfully, fits, but right? Not everybody does, right? Yeah, exactly. Cal, dang it, anyway. Oh, there's no quitting us, folks. No quitting us. Just keep bringing it. Whatever. Yeah, power out, lines down, whatever. My gosh. Unbelievable. Despite some widespread power outages in Montrell Williams' footprint, we're booming to the Bakken on KTGO, so power up there. Hello to all those listeners. And I know it looks like the worst of it is Montrell Williams' customers in the Northwest Corridor. MDU? MDUs, yeah, same thing. So, probably MDU has more customers out. But the power poles are down. I mean, it's not like, you lose a circuit breaker here or there or, one of the substations, something went wrong. These are power lines down.
And power poles just snap like they're just toothpicks.
Unbelievable. I don't even know that we know how many of those are out. They're going to do some flyovers to try and figure that out. I know you'll feel sorry for me, Todd, but we lost power this morning at our house. I know.
You don't have like one of those heavy-duty generators that just throws everything back on and you don't even notice it went off?
Well, no, and I don't have any water ponds for cattle.
Scott Hannon doesn't have a generator.
We do actually have a generator.
I knew it.
But it isn't one of those fancy automatic flip-on, when the power goes out deals. You got to actually go out and pull it, and I just didn't want to have a sore arm this morning, so I just put up with it. But it just is amazing to me, and again, I'm not at all trying to suggest that this is anything like being in the middle of a blizzard and having power out for days on end, because it was, literally like, oh, I can't make coffee, honey. I'm sorry. Oh, the toaster doesn't work for my little bagel. Oh, I can't get out of the garage. Yeah, the garage door opener. I actually have to open it manually like my grandparents did every day for, 67 years.
And probably
years,
had a heavier garage door back then, too, right?
Yeah,
my grandpa. Make them lighter.
I'll never forget 411 West 6, Camby, Minnesota, when we go visit. It was one of my favorite things to do, because you're a little bored when you're a kid at Grandma and Grandpa's, was to go open and shut the garage door, because he had one that rolled, you grabbed a hold of it and you pulled it like to the left, it wasn't that down deal. Yeah.
Right.
One of the, like, shed doors on his garage.
Yep. My great grandparents had that too.
Yeah. And
down Mitchell, Iowa.
Yeah. So look, we've got it pretty dang easy.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But, for some reason, I just was left to believe that, number one, we really take basic everyday niceties for granted, right? We absolutely do. And the second thing is that I really pray, and should pray even more, that our grid is rock solid. And you can't have power lines pulling down power poles, right? You can't. I mean, there's in North Dakota weather, things like that are going to happen. It happened during the flood of 97. I remember it very, very well up and down the valley. Al Gore, his vice president, came to say, yep, the power poles are down. Yep, thank you. That's how bad it was. They sent a vice president to confirm, yep, the power poles are down. And then, of course, Bill Clinton came in, then president, after all the water damage to fly over it in Marine One. So things were bad then, no doubt about it. And North Dakota weather, Northern Plains weather, that's going to happen. We get it. But imagine a widespread grid outage. And you know what? Folks are tough here. They figure it out. They get it done. Not that it's easy, but we figure it out. Imagine, like, no power in Minneapolis. And, you know, the snowflakes melting like there's no tomorrow down there. Like, I can't have my tofu. I can't have tofu. You know, they would not know how to operate. I mean, it would just be like mass chaos. You know, so if you are an enemy of the United States of America, you know you're sitting somewhere, you know, tapping your fingers together in, evil what's-his-name-like fashion to say, oh, let's figure out a way to take the power grid out. You know they are. Anyway, let's deal with the here and now, not with the future threats that could come to the United States of America. For some reason, after reading the book One Second After, which is fiction, but it's based on military exercises by former general, I've always fixated on the potential of an EMP attack. Just one of those things that, because I read the book and I saw a real-life scenario play out, it's been something that's always been concerning to me. And, you know, there are government exercises to this day about what would happen if. But when you've got the chaos that's going on internationally and the cyber attacks that are a weapon of choice for many of foreign governments because they can do it without much in the way of fingerprints, this is real. It could happen. One of those things that, you know, preparedness would be a good idea. And I guess it's events like this where we see a lot of our neighbors with the power that we think about it. So here's what I would suggest. If you have a particular situation that is just, you feel like you're not getting any answers and you'd like to know, okay, I was told this and now this happened or whatever, let us know. We'll certainly help any way we can. 701-258-0550. I'd also like to hear, like, what you do when you're out of power for, you know, 12, 24, 36, 48 hours. Like, what, you know, what do you do? What's your routine? Maybe some best practices out there for folks that are dealing with would help. So, love to hear from you today. Just let us know. And we are efforting updates from MDU. Montreal Williams Power and a few others that are areas that have been hit the worst. All right? 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can also text me at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. How long does the cell phone last without power? Maybe you plug it into the car. I think that's what you do, Tom?
No. Yeah.
Is that what you would do?
Go plug it in the car. One of those GMC pickups you can plug stuff into and just run your pickup in.
Yeah. Even Wi-Fi now.
Yeah.
Get the Wi-Fi working from the truck.
How wild is that, right?
Yeah. That's what
of course, it doesn't mean the national vendor is up and running, but. Hey, worth a shot, right?
Exactly right. Dusty in Tioga. What's on your mind, Dusty? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Just thought I'd let you know, parts of Tioga, well, most of Tioga, the town, has power. And the Senex gas station is fully opened. Come and Go is fully open, but it seems like they're still struggling with water and a little bit of heat. I mean, it's warm in there. It's just not fully up to par. So I don't know if they don't have full strength or what at Come and Go, but Senex's water's working.
So if you're out of power in the rural areas, come on into town, have a warm cup of coffee, right? Warm up.
Yeah, at least the gas station's open, no other businesses, and single trails through town, but at least you can move through town.
So is that right? It's still a ton of snow to move yet in Tioga, huh?
Yeah, and out of town, the roads are covered, and people are blazing trails, but the snow is so darn hard from last night. It melted yesterday and just got real hard last night.
Unbelievable. Well, great suggestion. Thanks for the update. Do you have power at home, Dusty?
No, sir. On a generator and out moving snow right now.
How long you been without power?
Let's see. Yesterday, no power, and the day before it was 5, 6 o'clock, somewhere in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty typical.
Unbelievable.
Going on, man.
Yeah, glad you got the generator. Thanks, Dusty.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free at Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930 or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Echo, what's on your mind? Brought to you today by our friends at Patriot Mobile. Have you made the switch yet? You're going to feel so good once you do, knowing that you're sending a check to a company that shares your values, not one that uses your money to advocate against everything you care about. That's the great thing about Patriot Mobile. America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, broad nationwide coverage. Now remember, this is very important. They use the same towers as all of the major carriers. Okay? So apples to apples coverage. And you can find the maps at patriotmobile.com/flag family. Or call them. They have an all U.S.-based customer service team. They call you back. They're proactive. They're just fantastic. Everything go okay with the transfer? Okay, let me send you this. They just make it all easy. 972-PATRIOT. To call them, 972-PATRIOT or online at patriotmobile.com/flag family. All right. MDU Utilities, Montana Dakota Utilities, that serves a big chunk of western North Dakota and obviously into Montana as well, has a, if told us there's 15 crews, up to four-person crews, that are working to restore power right now. And they don't even know the full extent of the damage. They expect Kenmare will be back on tonight. Beach and Sentinel Butte late tonight, early tomorrow. Mohall, Tioga, Stanley throughout the day tomorrow. Watford City, Williston by Monday or Tuesday, they're saying. This is on their website. So when they're saying tomorrow, I assume they're meaning Monday. But then when they say Watford City, Williston by Monday or Tuesday. So Granora, Zoll, Crosby, Noonan, Powers Lake, McGregor, Wild Rose by the end of the week. Ambrose up to 2 weeks. Up to 2 weeks. And I'm looking at a map. So Divide County in the far northwest corner of North Dakota has like darn near 100% of folks without power. Just think about that. Wow. And then you've got other counties as well. Mark Hansen, who was one of the senior media guys from Montana, Dakota, quoted as saying, been at this a long time, haven't seen anything like this for a long, long time. Wow. Alan in Billings County, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Alan.
Oh, Scott. Appreciate everything you're doing for us. They're just going to give you an update on this storm we had, this last one. We had an inch of rain right before it hit. And then we got hit with a foot of snow, and it was really heavy, wet snow. So this one really killed a lot of cattle. And just on one herd I got, we found 11 dead ones out of 200. They weren't all calved up, but it was pretty ugly.
So anyway, before you move to the next comment, Alan, just help us city folks understand how that happens in a storm. Is it you can't get them water, you can't get them food? Is it they freeze to death? What happens?
Oh, we got them food. We even fed them at night trying to hold them into the trees, and we even banked up snow banks for windbreak, everything we possibly can do. But with that wind came up to 50 miles an hour that night, and the snow was so wet and heavy that when it just blew on them, it just started killing them. So
they just freeze to death.
Yes, that's what it amounted to. Then some, they really went down into the hole, you know, cattle they try to get. Even those, the reason this one's so bad, it even killed some that were a week old. They kind of drifted off and they got in a hole.
So for folks that work 9 to 5, you know, every one of those cattle, like you're losing a paycheck, you know.
It's going to be, right now the average amount will be $1,100 we'll all lose per calf.
Yeah.
And this is just one day. If my brother had 18 cows go out on a dam, and they all drowned. But it's just part of life. We thank the good Lord for the moisture. It's costing us some calves. Didn't quite tell him to overdo it like this, but it's thankful. And did I lose you, Scott?
No, I'm here. I'm here. I'm just feeling for you.
Okay.
Listening intently.
Yeah.
One thing I would like to bring up is, okay, they got an indemnity program that pays for 3/4 of the amount of the animal's value. For example, a cow is $1,100, a yearling $750, but they got a calf at $136. What I'd like to see the market on baby calves before this hit was around $450 to $500 a calf, which is about the right amount. And they claim they're paying 0.75% of what the animal's worth. And I need you to put the word out, well, these animals were worth way more than that to make 0.75%.
Sure, yeah. Well, call me crazy. A calf, you know, all the work that goes into getting a calf born is ultimately so that it's worth a heck of a lot more than that. You know, I mean, that's
right.
The other thing. The future value is a lot higher than that anyway. But a minimum is to give you the correct percentage on the right one. I will do this, Alan. I will forward your question to Senators Hoeven, Kramer, Congressman Armstrong. Those are federal programs, right?
Correct. That's a federal program, and then we hope. Because another thing, it costed us $450 this winter to feed these cows. And with the drought last year, western North Dakota, there's anywhere from 50 to 30% cut on federal land and things like that. So the people got rid of their cows, their excess cows, and then the ones they kept spent $450 to keep them this winter. Now we're getting 130, losing all these calves, and then you're only getting $136 for the calf. They could at least get the value of the calf up to $400, would at least try to cover the expense on keeping that cow all winter.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. We'll forward, I'll paraphrase your question, ship it out to Hoeven, Kramer, and Armstrong's office. We'll see who can answer the quickest. Who has the best customer constituent service today and get you an answer, okay?
Okay, and then one other thing, my power's been out for going on 2 days. So they're trying like heck, but the funny part is, half mile down the road, it's working, but it ain't working in my house.
Yeah,
those guys are going to have their hands full.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. You got generators going?
Yeah, I got, God bless me with a generator. I got the tractor, dug it out of the snowbank the other day, hooked the generator up. That so we're pretty blessed. We're at least keeping water and everything going for the livestock.
All right, we're praying for you and everybody else without power right now. It's just one gut punch after another this winter. Unbelievable. Hang in there, Alan. Thanks for calling, and keep listening for your answer on the calf indemnity price, okay?
Okay, thank you, Scott.
We love getting answers, by the way, for you folks. You know, even if you're not finding out exactly what your situation is, power-wise or whatever, that's why we're here. Call us, 258-0550, 701-258-0550. Bev and Beach, give me a quick update on the situation in Beach on the power.
Good morning. We got power late yesterday afternoon.
You're back on. How'd that feel?
Yes. Well, great, because I finally got over to one of the neighbors came that had generator and invited me over yesterday.
Oh, I love neighbors that are time like that. Hang on, Bev. I want to hear more of this story when we come back. Others welcome. 258-0550. Valley City flooding update, too, coming up. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Texas National Guardsman that went missing and presumed drowned trying to save illegal immigrants in the Rio Grande River over the weekend has been identified as 22-year-old Bishop Evans. John Anfinson, the local president of the Border Patrol Union in the Del Rio sector, said the river was deceptively dangerous in that area. When Americans realize 2.5 million illegal immigrants have been allowed to enter the United States under President Biden's watch, lawmakers are taking aim at the man in charge, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul on Fox News says Mayorkas is in way over his head.
I don't want to divulge too much of that, but he's very frustrated. We've had 2.5 million people cross into this border illegally since the president's been inaugurated. Title 42 being lifted means 500,000 over the next 5 weeks.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Background What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Capstone Academy. Classical education is coming to North Dakota. North Dakota's first pre-K through grade 12 classical education starts this fall. Capstone Classical Academy engages students to acquire wisdom, to cultivate virtue, to pursue rigorous academic study with a Christian view. Wow. What kind of a future will we have with that kind of education? Mom, dad, for sons and daughters. Students study what is good, what is true, what is beautiful for the purpose of glorifying God and benefiting their community. Right now, they're enrolling pre-K through 6th grade. To find out more, go to capstoneclassical.com, capstoneclassical.com. Start the enrollment process right there. First of its kind, collaboration with Hillsdale College. Pretty amazing. All right, we lost Bevan Beach. Glad to know she's got power back. We're talking about up to 2 weeks, according to Montana-Dakota utility spokesman Mark Hansen, for some people to get power back. Crews spent yesterday assessing the damage. It is the worst damage NDSU has ever had on its system. Do the math, Todd, on how long MDU's been around, and wrap your mind around that statement.
How many poles do they keep on hand, because you see so many, you know, and I gave you the picture in our chat thing that I posted yesterday with one that just snapped like a toothpick and got me wondering, and how many are out there like that, that they need to go down every secondary road and whatever and find, and then how many do they have? Where do you go get a new telephone pole if you need one?
Well, I would imagine they're going to call on their...
Yeah.
You know, they're friends in the power co-op world. I remember Flood of 97. One of the things that warmed my heart more than anything was my cousin works for Xcel Energy, lives down in Little Canada, Minnesota.
Yep.
And I'm at some barbecue thanking volunteers that had come to town. I run into my cousin who'd come up from Xcel to help, volunteered to come on up and help. So I would imagine there's efforts underway right now. If there isn't, there should be, to say, how do we help? And folks will come from all over, because obviously you got a lot of Nodak Electric, Grand Forks, you got Cass County Electric down here, you got power co-ops everywhere that don't have anywhere near the damage that we have had here. So hundreds of cross arms are broken, miles of poles are down, north of Williston hardest hit, 45 to 60 extra contractors coming to the area to help with the power restoration. We know of that right now. And again, as of Sunday night, Granorazol, Crosby, Powers Lake, McGregor, and Wild Rose Power are likely out until the end of the week. Ambrose for up to 2 weeks. Kenmare and Lemon should have power restored by now. Beach Sentinel, Mohall, Tioga, and Stanley by Monday. That's we heard from Beats. We know they fit. Watford City, a small portion of Williston, still out. Should be on Monday or Tuesday. A texter says, good morning, Scott. You know North Dakotans are tough when we have a blizzard, flooding, and tornado warnings all in one weekend, and the national news doesn't even acknowledge North Dakota. Love our state. God bless our ranchers. Thank the good Lord for the moisture. Russ from Dickinson.
If this happened in New York, we wouldn't be able to get away from it on every single channel.
It'd be 24/7 coverage. Dean and Ashley, hang on. We're going to get to you and others as well with your questions or comments. 2580550. I want to check in now with the Valley City Mayor, Dave Carlsrud, for the latest on the flooding situation in Valley City. Valley City and Crookston, Minnesota, two of the communities in our listening area that are struggling mightily on the flooding situation. Mayor Carlsrud, thanks for taking the time for us today. Give us the latest.
Well, good morning, and thank you for checking in on us. Things are going well in Valley City. We've had some threats, but they've been averted, much to the credit of our staff here with the city, our volunteer fire department, and the permanent flood protection that was provided through sales tax that people voted on here, cooperation with the legislature and state water commission. And so at this point, also working in concert with the Corps of Engineers, things are good in Valley City right now.
Well, that's what you call good leadership, getting ahead of that a little bit. Because explain the early threats and the concerns you had, Dave, and what you had to do in the way of mitigation to get where you are now.
All right. We had up at the dam, The lake pool was set where it was supposed to be for the summer now. And then when they had all the snow up in the northwest, the Cheyenne River Basin is the largest in North Dakota, and that reaches up on the other side of Harvey. So they had to plan for the water that would be coming from the snow, which was the snowpack had about 2 inches in it, they were estimating. And so they were drawing the pool down beginning last week. And then Thursday had the forecast for the rain event. Well, we met with the Corps, and they said worst case scenario would be if we get big rain between Valley City and the lake pool, and if we got big rain on the lake itself, and then close proximity in the basin, which would be Cooperstown and Mackville area, and all three occurrences happened. So our river level on Friday evening was I forget what the exact number was, but whatever it was, changed Saturday morning by 4 feet. And so scrambled to beat the band. We utilized permanent flood protection. We needed some sandbags, and there is at a premium right now. And we got a hold of Mayor Mahoney and Ben Dow, and they facilitated allowing us to buy 20,000 sandbags from Fargo. And that collaboration went wonderfully. We started that on Saturday afternoon, and by Saturday night we had a load of sandbags here. So we're just grateful to so many people and communities around the area that we're in good shape. So we're grateful for all of that.
Great. Great news. All right. Thanks for the update, Mayor. Appreciate the time. Anything else you want us to know about the situation in Valley City?
I just got to throw in our volunteers. Our community volunteered, BCSU students volunteered, our volunteer fire department, and Public Works and city people did a wonderful job, and just so proud of them and grateful to all of those folks.
Beautiful. Appreciate that very much. Well, that's what it's good. You see the best of communities in tough times like that, which is obviously what you saw there. That's great.
It's always, it's always interesting when you're working a flood, because everybody's pulling in the same direction, and that is so rewarding. And I thank you folks for checking on us.
You bet, Mayor. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate it very much.
Okay. Have a great day.
You bet. Can't pass Valley City without a stop at PetroServe USA. Every once in a while, I head down to the Pizza Corner Cafe, and of course, my trail boss, Silverado, comes from Pucklich in Valley City. So we're big fans. We love the great city of Valley City. Thank you, Mayor. Beautiful place, for sure. All right, Dean and Ashley, tell me what's on your mind. Dean, go ahead.
Good morning. Long time listener, first time caller. Hopefully your day is going well today. I'd just like to, keep people aware of the fact that we have not seen any progress regarding our U.S. legislature, and our cattle prices are less than one handful of packers that control essentially the prices for our cattle. I have not seen any change in that in multiple years, although there's been endless promises. Back in the May of 2020, we have some land in South Dakota as well, and I was asked to join a conference call with Senator Rounds and Senator Thune, and forget whatever the representative from South Dakota is, but anyhow, I had a conference call with them and had a discussion as far as, you know, it's unjust, it's not right what's happening with us. If the packers are breaking the law, let's enforce it. If they're not breaking the law, let's revise the laws that were written about 100 years ago. And during the conversation, Senator Rounds, agriculture guy who lives in Rapid City, said, well, he said, you know, what you need to do is you know, process your beef locally and sell them to ma and pa's that live in the various, you know, communities around your area. I said, the scale that we're at, which at times you feed 2,000 head, at the scale that we're at, we would need to process 4 head per day. That means we'd have to add on 2 additional hired people to make that work for us numbers-wise. We could no longer calve out our cows within a 45-day calving period. We'd have to have year-round calving because you can't have all the cattle ready at the same time, you know, as maturity goes. And so what was discussed at that point was maybe having the Secretary of Ag come out. Of course, that was a different administration, come out and visit 3-4 different places across the state of South Dakota, for example, Rapid City, and then also the Pure Livestock at Aberdeen Hub City Livestock and another location, and also North Dakota at Kiss Livestock and Mandan, let's say someplace out the Wilson area and so on. And so the legislators as well as the Ag Secretary meet with farmers, find out what's going on, and also have a discussion, brief the farmers or ranchers on the current situation. That has not happened since 2020, although that was promised. Of course, we have had, and that was May of 2020, we've had a change of administration, but we have seen zero change in what's going on. We put all the time, effort, money into raising these critters, then selling them at 1,000 pounds, let's say. They bring $1.38 per pound.
It's criminal. It's just criminal. It's awful, and all you get is lip service. I couldn't agree anymore. Dean, one of the things I struggle with is I don't hear one united message from the cattle industry to say, we want this and we want it now. If you had to answer that question, what would fix this? What would you do?
The number one, as I mentioned, let's see if the packers are breaking the law. If they are, let's crack down on them, fine them, make them adhere to the law. You know, the trading practice has so greatly changed in the last 80, 90, 100 years. Back then when these laws were written, there was not the mass transit that we have right now, semis and so on. You had cattle drives, and you also had trains hauling cattle. You did not have electronic trading of cattle. CME was open to in-person trading. Right now, CME is no longer as what it used to be. And so, I'm tired of lip service.
We need Teddy Roosevelt. Break it up. Break it up. You know, be the trust buster. Get in there and do it, but it's not going to happen with this administration. It's going to be just more talk. But appreciate you laying out the situation for sure. And we'll continue to push right here and do everything we can. More after this.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough. Right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
All right, let's, speaking of Valley City and PetroServe USA, tell you what's for lunch today. If you travel to 94, you hit exit 292 and you head north for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience at PetroServe USA. Meatloaf on the menu today, scallop potatoes. Swedish meatballs in Harwood, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Come off the I-94 exit pretty close to right by Bonanzaville and the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, where Tim McGraw will be batting out the hits coming up, belting out, batting out. What would you say, Todd? I don't know. Whatever you...
Sure.
Belting out the hits, I think.
We know what you mean.
Lasagna and garlic toast or cheeseburgers. Today, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Salisbury Steak, 12th and I-29, Swedish Meatballs, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo today, PetroServe USA, Fresh Baked Muffins are 99 cents, the 4 for 4 special, Hot Stuff, Personal Pan, Pizza. Chances are that when you hop into a PetroServe USA, that is like right out of the oven. They throw away more pizzas than they make because they have such high standards on making sure it's fresh. Waiting for you at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. 4-for-4 deal is the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the two homemade cookies, and the soda. 4-for-4. Every day, all day, PetroServe USA. All right, Senator Kramer's office is the first to get back to us here. We are getting some of our policy folks on this question for you. Get you an answer ASAP. All right, that's not an answer yet, but it tells us it's received and they're working on it. So for our listener and Ashley who called earlier to say, hey, on this indemnity program, why is the market rate for calves so low compared to what the actual market rate is? We're efforting an answer, and we'll do the same for you on anything and everything related to power or whatever. 258-0550, Sorley Bridge closing at 10:30 today in Grand Forks. They're predicting, what, 48 feet now in Grand Forks? The good news is they're prepared for it. There's probably no city that is more prepared. Well, West Fargo's right up there with the Cheyenne diversion, no question about that. But Grand Forks, incredible amount of flood protection because that's what happens after you get whacked like they did in 97. Anniversary of that flood is right now, as a matter of fact, and they're getting another one right now. Let's see here. What else have we got for you? We have lots of text here today. Sorley Bridge, I told you about that. Point Bridge, Minnesota Avenue, that closed yesterday. Kennedy Bridge, Gateway Drive, expected to stay open. That bridge not in impact till it gets to 52 feet. Current forecasted crest by the Weather Service for the Red River and Grand Forks, 48.5 feet. Texter, if Elon Musk is successful in buying Twitter, I wonder if the left will have a change of heart about Section 230. Yeah, it's amazing to watch those snowflakes flip out now about Elon Musk, who, by the way, is, probably the climate action, hero with the Tesla manufacturing. So it's amazing how they, how quick they throw you to the wolves, but they're flipping out over that. And again, all Elon Musk is trying to do is say, let's just take off this thing where we're, affecting algorithms and saying this one can get seen more and this one can't and all the different games. By the way, there's a story out today that says Twitter is actively considering this offer now and in negotiations to sell Twitter to Elon Musk. I wonder how long before Donald Trump is back. Can hardly wait to see what happens there. North Dakota Department of Transportation and the Highway Patrol have closed North Dakota 200 now at mile marker 402 and a half in Hillsboro due to localized flooding there. Motorists should find alternate routes if planning to travel in the area. I believe the mayor in Hillsboro has also told our Chris Larson over the weekend, expect that, so most folks probably ready for that. North Dakota 17 closed west of Grafton. Between Grafton and West Junction of North Dakota 18, overland flooding there. U.S. 81 in Minto closed due to flooding. Avoid travel in the area. Use alternate routes, please. River Watch, Pemba to Neche, 21.21. Major flood stage in all of these areas now. Pemba, 41.86. Drayton, 35.72. That's minor flood stage. Forest River at Minto, 7.75, Red River at Oslo, 36.29, that's major flood stage. Red River at Grand Forks, 43.79, as you heard, going to 48 plus. But right now at 43.79, that's moderate. Goose River at Hillsboro is moderate, 15.07. Red Lake River at Crookston, 26.62, that is crested. Crested last night at 27.07, and they're holding their breath in Crookston right now. Tough going there for sure. NDDOT and North Dakota Highway Patrol says North Dakota 18 at mile point 184 near Inkster closed due to localized flooding there. So I think we got all those updates in there for you. Okay. Texter asked the question, can't most all power be buried underground? Thank you. Answer is yes for a price. So,
yeah, I was going to say, is it practical to do that from a cost perspective? Yes, major metropolitan areas do that because you don't want all that stuff hanging up there. But
and there's still obviously power lines that are above ground in major cities as well.
True.
But
true.
You do it sort of as you replace it, but it the customers pay for it, so it comes at a cost. Texter says a couple of Monday morning thoughts. Global warming is brutal. I'm looking at snow on the ground this morning again in Grand Forks, with Elon Musk's attempt to take over Twitter, Truth Social, President Trump's site, picking up steam. Here comes Hillary and her partner Obama calling for government crackdown on the internet and disinformation. Shocker. How rich? Two of the biggest liars and crooks on the planet saying this. There you go. There you go. Interesting thoughts. Lynn Helms coming up. Mark Wagner,
let's
too.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Duvin. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today, 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.